afternoon, everyone. How many of you like to travel? Me too. I enjoy it very much. What I like is in part the journey itself, and in part arriving home, having been changed by the experience. It's my sense that with your certificates, you are embarking on a journey, because it seems to me that the practice of teaching is a journey. Journey can be defined as the act of traveling from one place to another. And for me, with regard to teaching, place has meant challenge. A question spurs each setting off from place to place, and sometimes that takes you further along the same path and sometimes in a different direction. So this brings me to three challenges that have sent me further along my teaching path. The first, and I'll have to borrow from Debbie's opening remarks, is lifelong learning. At its heart, teaching really is all about learning. And I believe good teachers are examples of lifelong learners. As a teacher, the subject matter may change, students change, you change. With each class period, with each course, the relationships you build with your subject matter and with your students take you further. And I've taken on many roles as teacher over the years, many years, and each I think has taught me something unique and valuable. For example, when teaching phlebotomy to medical students, I learned the importance of being sensitive to interpersonal dynamics. It's generally not a good idea to let couples work on each other. As a Sunday school teacher, I learned the importance of context. Jesus and the dinosaurs probably did not coexist. And with my own kids, I learned the importance of perception. When I spoke of myself as adult, my three-year-old daughter thought of me as adult. And from the very many presentations I've had to do over the years, I think I've found the value of some spontaneity. If the file your data slides is in is corrupt, drawing everything on the blackboard can actually make your data look better. And in grad school, I think perhaps I learned the most valuable lesson of all, and that's of renewal. I am probably the oldest certificate recipient on record, and arguably perhaps the crankiest at times as well. You can just ask Debbie and Aaron about that. But as Debbie mentioned, not only she, but everyone just kept asking me why I was working toward a certificate. Well, soon after coming to SLU, I was made course director for two courses, and our department only has two courses. These two courses have been taught in the same way for a very long time. It was too easy to get comfortable and complacent, especially when we have so many other demands on our time, as we all do. You just have to remember to change the file name from year to year to reflect the new year in the curriculum. But is giving your same PowerPoint slides really providing students with the tools they need? This made me want to find out if there were more effective ways to teach, because we've been taught all about how to do research at the medical center, but never about how to teach. And this is what led me ultimately to the CTE. So you guys, I think, have a distinctive advantage because you're learning how to teach at the outset of your careers, many of you anyway. But don't think you're learning about teaching ends with the certificate. You may feel like you're all set, but I encourage you to let this be just the beginning of your lifelong learning process. So the second challenge that I've found is learning to ask the right questions. I think of learning as a series of questions, some from me and some from my students. Learning is a revelatory process, a construction project, if you will. It's an ever-active process of building knowledge. The most important thing is not what students learn ultimately, but how they learn. If you can give students the tools for their own lifelong learning, then they can take it from there. One of the essentials, I think, is curiosity, and curiosity is often provoked by questions, especially the right questions. Students also teach me through their questions, especially questions I can't answer. So don't be afraid to admit that you don't know. In fact, take this as a new challenge. Seek the answers together. And the third point that I'd like to mention is being true to yourself. As a teacher, as with everything else in life, you can't be all things to all people. As an inveterate introvert myself, it wasn't natural for me to let myself be out there. I had to learn that it helps to put something of myself into my own teaching. If you can't engage students by acting out a part or singing a song, well, ask a provocative question. And if you don't tell the best jokes, bring a warm smile. Engage in a way that feels real to you. You'll enjoy the journey more. So my three thoughts as you embark on your teaching journey, whatever form that takes, are expect to be a lifelong learner, keep asking questions, and be true to who you are. And with this imagery of teaching as a journey and you as a traveler, I'd like to close with excerpts from A Traveler's Blessing by one of my favorite poets, John O'Donohue. Every time you leave home, another road takes you into a world you are never in. When you travel, you find yourself alone in a different way, more attentive now to the self you bring along. How you unexpectedly attune to the timbre of some voice, opening in conversation, you want to take in to where your longing has pressed hard enough inward on some unsaid dark to create a crystal of insight you could not have known you needed to illuminate your way. May you travel in an awakened way, gathered wisely into your inner ground, that you may not waste the invitations which wait along the way to transform you.